By some miracle, Rick was 15 minutes late, which meant I got home before he did. Barely. And he didn't ask questions. Over dinner, I did my best to thrust everything about my day out of my head. He didn't ask any questions, and the morning's good mood seemed to have lasted. Not until I lay awake in the dark did I confront what I'd learned. What did it mean to be married to a man living under an assumed name? Did Chloe die in a terrible accident? The articles made a point of saying that cocaine and meth were in her system. Had she accidentally overdosed? Or was Rick guilty of killing her, as the prosecutors claimed? I thought of a blog post that declared Rick's innocence. The writer's impassioned words insisted that the broken man they'd seen in the courtroom could not be a murderer. Besides, the only evidence had been circumstantial. Rick, the author declared, did not commit this crime. He was entirely innocent. Innocent. The word repeated in my head. Could it be true? If so, Rick was still guilty of hiding so much from me, of living a lie with me. The betrayal cut deep. In the darkness, I broke down and cried. My body shook with a bizarre kaleidoscope of emotions. I couldn't point to one thing I was crying about. In a way, I was relieved that Rick wasn't convicted of killing his first wife, but he wasn't exonerated either. I was devastated that Chloe's death wasn't a car accident or some other easily explained, if tragic, event. I felt deceived and abandoned. I didn't even know my husband's real name or that he'd changed it. Worst of all, I was afraid that he got off after actually killing Chloe. I put my hands over my face to muffle any sound as I slipped out of bed and hurried downstairs so my crying wouldn't wake him. Slumped on the couch, I sobbed. My shoulders heaved, but I kept my mouth over my forearm to keep the sound from carrying to our bedroom. I was so scared about many things, including the future. I was afraid about what all of this meant for our marriage, for our baby. I was scared to tell him what I knew. Yet, how could I keep all of this to myself? Was it only that morning that we'd been happy again? That he'd desired me and said he loved me? Was it only a few hours ago that I learned how Chloe had died? I couldn't keep going along as if things were normal. I couldn't pretend that I didn't know the things sending a web of cracks through the foundation under my feet. That would be living a lie too, and I refused to do that.